We're back here in our high school wrestling district recap show here on KSOM, talking with Brad Honnold of Nottoway Valley. They went all the way to Truro at Interstate 35. And as I understand it, Brad, Ashton Honnold didn't have a complete bracket. He got two wins, so he's sitting at what? Is he sitting at 199 now?
199, yep, 199 today. So.
Well, I mean, he won by fall and tech fall. Obviously, a workmanlike effort for him. What do you think of Ashton? And also, Caleb Christensen says he's undefeated as well.
Yeah, no, very good day for both Ashton and Caleb. Just really for all five of our guys that got through. Ashton. I think in the finals, he had the number three ranked kid from Erland that we've seen a couple of times. So, you know, to win that match by tech fall, you know, that's good. If you can kind of separate yourself from the top guys that much. So that was good. And yeah, Caleb, once again, I think he was won by fall and tech fall in his two matches today. So a good day overall for us. So.
Yeah. So what do you think is going to be like first round at the state tournament, trying to become, I think, the 30th guy in Iowa history to get 200 wins? That's going to be nuts.
Yeah. I mean, I think he was hoping that he could get at the district tournament, but what better place to hit your 200th win, hopefully, than at the Casey Center or the Well or whatever in the world we call it now these days. You know what I mean? So I think it'll be a special thing to not only just, you know, finish his career there, but, you know, get that, hopefully that 200th win and then all the way up to 201, 2, and 3. I think that's the ultimate goal, as we know. So yeah, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. We're excited about that, and we will broadcast that match live on KSOM, so we're excited for that, and we'll be at the state tournament, of course. Obviously, it won't just be him. You're going to send a crew to state. Ty Strode was a district champ at 132, dominated Bishop Hammond of Earlham in the finals by major decision 10-0. What did you see from Ty?
Yeah, Ty looked really well today. You know what I mean? He had in the semis, he had kind of maybe a little revenge match. Kid that he's wrestled three times this year. I know, you know, anybody that followed Ty was winning big in that match and got thrown into headlock. So I think he's had that that opponent circled on the schedule, you know, to get that one back. So, and he did that. So that was great from him, you know, and finished as a district champ, something that we haven't done the last 2 years since we've been there. So hopefully put ourselves in position to get one of those top eight seeds and maybe that first round bye and put ourselves in a good position in the bracket.
And he's poised probably to do something special. I mean, he's had a couple of chances to do something these last 2 years at state, and it really hasn't gone his way, has it? And it's now redemption time for him.
Yeah, for sure. That's why I said, you know, we kind of knew coming in that really important to try to get that district title because that kind of sets you up on the seating for the bracket. And, you know, you get the right seat in the bracket and then, you know, the placement on the bracket, then that gives you a little bit better path to get on that award stand. So, you know, we got five guys, and I think we got five guys that are hungry to get on that award stand.
Josh Nelson at 106, a district champ. I guess he had a tight one in the semifinals, 6-5 over Weston Adams of Mount Air. What was the key there for him?
Yeah, Josh, just keep wrestling through positions. You know what I mean? It was a dogfight. It was a good match, but he kept wrestling through positions, just staying composed. Something that maybe has been our Achilles heel in some matches that we've lost this year, and I was just super proud of how he did that. And then, you know, that paid dividends into his finals match that where he beat the second or the third ranked 106 pounder kid that had beat us in overtime earlier this year. Had a big win there. Kind of broke it open late and you know, became a district champ as well.
And then finally, it was also Kean Stevie finishing second place at 144. Didn't have a wrestle back, so unfortunately got pinned in the championship match, but luckily didn't have to come back there. But he gets a chance to go back to state.
Yeah, you know, obviously Kean, a four-time state qualifier now. You know, we talked earlier or earlier this week about what kind of we were had a plan in place for maybe what we're going to do weight wise, and Kean executed it very well in the semis. You know, beat a tough kid there, and then in the finals match, you know, he was in good position, just didn't finish through a shot, and that kid caught him in a move. As we know, anything can happen. You know, we've seen it in the girls state tournament, we've seen it with our own guys, and that happened. And you know, we didn't finish quite where we wanted, but that's all right. We're going to Des Moines on Thursday, and we got big goals for what we're going to do once we get there with him too.
Yeah. What do you are excited about the most as you head to Des Moines to see your team compete?
Like I said, alluded to earlier, you know, we've taken five guys, and you know, I blow no smoke when I say that I think we've got five guys that can place. You know, and I talk to the guys, you know, this time of year it's weddings and funerals after the district tournament. We had a lot of guys that just fell short. I thought all our kids wrestled really well, but you know, the five guys we're taking all have big goals. You know, we got guys that plan to be state champions, state medalists. And I think if the five of them go out and wrestle like they're capable of, we're going to make some noise and, you know, we can accomplish a pretty good big goals as a team, where we finish in the team race, you know, come next Saturday night.
Coach, really appreciate your time, and thanks a lot. We'll see you at the state tournament. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks for the coverage.
That's Brad Honnold, head coach for Nottoway Valley, joining us here from on the way back from Interstate 35. Griswold also went to Truro, and unfortunately the Tigers will not be sending anybody to the state tournament. The best finish went to Jaden Jensen at 190 pounds. He finished in fourth place in that particular weight class. We got more on our high school wrestling recap, district recap show here on KSOM.